Sonny?
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
Where are you exactly?
I'm actually exactly at the transition from the Gardner to the DVP in one of the glorious Sportsnet Ford Explorers on our way to a psychic.
What?
What are you going to a
psychic? Please explain.
We're going to a psychic to get some predictions for the upcoming Major League and Blue Jay season.
Wow, who saw that coming?
Hey, psychic.
Sonny, you don't need a psychic. Ask me any question you want about the Jays right now.
Will the Jays finish higher than fifth?
No. Next question.
Okay, there you go.
You guys, I've wasted.
I got one for you.
We're blowing this camera time on something we all know answers to.
I got one for you. Who's the Jays' starting rotation in August?
In August?
Eric Bedard.
Oh, goodness gracious. No, there's no way, because what he'll do is he'll sucker somebody into signing a contract, and then he'll pull the chute. He'll come up with some soft tissue injury, and he'll pull the chute.
Well, then he's perfect for the Jays.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think
it fits right in.
Hashtag, I love this team. He's perfect. Yeah.
None of his ex-teammates have anything good to say about the guy, so I wouldn't expect him to be in a Jays uniform anytime soon.
I just noticed he told Tampa, he goes, if you send me to the minors this week, I'll just opt out. He's 35, half broken down. He's so a Jay.
He doesn't want to pitch out of the bullpen. He wants to work every fifth day.
Yep.
Pitching out of the bullpen is way too stressful for him. He wants to go every fifth day. And like I said, he wants to, you know, basically dupe somebody into signing a contract and under the ruse that, you know, he'll finish a season. No, it's not happening.
Okay, so you're going to the psychic now. You obviously have a list of things you're going to ask the psychic. Can we throw a couple your way? Can we make some requests?
You can.
Okay. Will Ricky Romero be back with the big club at some point? I'd like
Ooh,
to.
That's a good one. That's like not on the list.
Put that one on the list. Put that one on the list.
I just want my question about the rotation in August.
Well, yeah, I pretty much answer that. It's a guy named Mark Burley, R.A. Dickey, and three guys with exactly the same initials. TBD.
TBD. Is he from Alabama?
Yeah.
He might be.
He's from an SEC school.
Roll Tide, yeah.
How about another one? Here's one. And listen, I'm not rooting for people to get fired at all. But I got to ask. Hey, hashtag got to ask. Will John Gibbons finish the season?
Another one not on the list.
Really?
Probably for obvious reasons.
All right, throw that one maybe. I don't know. Right, I mean, your call. You're the one cutting the piece. It's up to you. But I mean, I'm just throwing stuff out.
I'm not cutting it. Trust me, I don't edit. I don't edit these things. I just go there and try to look as good as I can.
You're the face is what you're telling me.
I am the face, yes.
Yeah, the looks too.
I'm not B.A. Baracus. I'm face.
Something.
You mean WWE Hall of Famer B.A. Baracus?
That's true. True.
There you go.
No A-team reference, by the way, happens on this show again without horns. Right, Lance? We good with this? Okay. Thank you.
So today the latest is Esmiel Rogers' line. 4 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 6 Ks. Is this how far down the list that we're at? Is Esmiel Rogers the fifth starter?
Well, see, now I wouldn't exactly say that. See, I like Esmiel Rogers.
I know you
but
do.
I like him when he's throwing his two-seamer.
Right.
I don't know what happened last year because he developed a two-seam fastball, and the Colorado Rockies, his former team, came to town, and an old mate of mine, Todd Helton, said to me, "Who is this guy and where did you get him from?" And I said, "He was a teammate of yours a couple years ago, Todd." He goes, "That's the same Esmiel Rogers?" I said, "Yeah, dude." He goes, "That two-seamer's filthy." So it's a pretty good hitting ball club over there. And then all of a sudden, he goes along for a couple of games, and he was dominating with it, and then it disappeared. And I wondered, where did it go? So if he's throwing the two-seamer, if that Esmiel Rogers is on this team, good, because he was awesome. The four-seamer Esmiel Rogers, the guy that can't get anybody out with his four-seamer or his changeup or his curveball, that's the guy I don't want. And so I'm okay with if he's going to throw the two-seam fastball, good. But, you know, and he should have been one of the guys that was in the front running for a job in the rotation along with Redmond based on what they did in the regular season last year. So, and that's what I look at. There's only a couple of times and a couple of guys who I might look at statistics and say, I'm alarmed at what's happening during spring training, because spring training statistics are pretty well a joke. Like, it's not a surprise that Melky Cabrera is raking right now. He hits fastballs real well. And if you want to hit 400 in spring training, all you got to do is go out there the first 2 weeks of games and hunt heater, and you'll hit your 400 for the spring. So if a guy can hit a fastball, you don't look into the fact that he's hitting good in spring training. I'm a little worried about Ryan Goins. A little worried about that guy. Breakout game the other day. You know, a youngster like that should be a good fastball hitter already, and should have been all over the heater trying to impress some people. Worried about Brandon Morrow. I guess he assumes that, you know, everything's just fine, and, you know, maybe they've been telling him he's got a job locked up. But if it was my decision, he'd be fighting for his job, because he hasn't shown the Jays anything spectacular this spring to say, oh, yeah, he's back.
We only got about a minute left, and Sid and I have gone back and forth on this, because obviously people wanted the Jays, including Alex Anthopoulos at the start of the offseason, wanted the Jays to address their starting rotation. But you look at their bullpen, it's still pretty good. You look at 1 through 8 in their starting lineup, it's still good. I often say, you know, is it still in the room? Where do you project them, even with the struggles that they seemingly will have in their starting rotation?
Well, it's anybody's guess. If I had to be a betting man, I think they're going to win more games than they did last year. Healthy Jose Reyes helps.
Right.
I don't think they're going to climb above the 4 spot in the division. They can win. They're going to win more games than they did last year, but they're going to need help to get out of the cellar from other teams having major injuries. They don't have the pitching. And to be honest with you, unless the situational hitting gets exponentially better, the two guys at the top who had 4.5 ERAs, they're going to have to get better too. But yeah, it's just not, you can't go into a season expecting 3 breakouts and a comeback.
The math doesn't work.
No,
you're
sir.
Right. The math doesn't work.
It's tough.
But I applaud Alex for not doing the knee-jerk thing, which was, you know, kowtowing to the fan base. If you're not getting value for your dollar, and you know you're not going to win it anyways, what difference does it make whether you finish 3rd or you finish 2nd? If you're not winning it and you're not going to the postseason, it doesn't make any sense to go spend that money just to go from 5th to 2nd.
Do you know the name?
If you think you're going to win it.
Do you know the name of the psychic you're going to see?
I don't know that yet. I'm not a psychic, otherwise I would know.
Hold on. I see it. Psychic Nikki. You're going to go see Psychic Nikki?
Nikki? I was hoping Cleo, but that's...
Psychic Nikki?
I'm looking at the future, Greg, and you're going to see Psychic Nikki.
I think I'm here. I feel it. I sense it.
You feel
it?
We're both at the same wavelength. That's good.
Wait, it may be that big, gigantic red sign that says Psychic, please.
Well, we'll let you get in there. Okay. Thanks as always, bud.
You got it, dude.